Now, I saw this gentleman on TV a few nights ago now, and he was just, in fact, he's always passionate about this particular matter. He's prominent in the tourism industry, and my God, I can't remember in recent years any industry copying it like our tourism industry is up here in far north Queensland. You know, you talk to boats that do go out to the reef. When do they go out? Occasionally, because it's like a roster system. Now, there are so few people, so little numbers wanting to actually pay money to go out to the Barrier Reef. So they're in all sorts of trouble. And people who rely on the tourism industry for their jobs are in all sorts of trouble. They're in such despair, some of them think they may be never going to work again. Now, I've just had a little bit of information come through that I think it's on the 25th, which is next week. They're going to be looking at opening up our borders to the Australian Capital Territory, namely Canberra, where they haven't had a case in eons. And why that's a big deal, I don't know. I suppose people will say, well, at least it's a chink in the armour. It may be the beginning of better things to come, as far as our border with New South Wales is concerned, at least. But anyway, I've got Alan Wallace on the line. He's the owner of Passions of Paradise, fundamentally for an update on where we're going and what we might see delivering some relief in the future. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hi, John. How are you?
How tough has it been since last we spoke?
Well, it's not really getting any better. Some industries in Cairns have had a little bit of a sugar hit, I suppose, you know, particularly in the building renovation, some restaurants and whatever. Local people have been very supportive of them, spending a bit of money here and there or whatever. But if you're a hotel or you're involved in any sort of the tourism activities, everything is pretty much as flat as can be. We're pretty much down about 80% across the board.
Oh, God. Alan, just talk to me about the prospects of getting the border open. What do you hear? I presume you hear the same as us. Do you have any private discussions from time to time with the member for Cairns or with, tourism minister, whatever?
Look, I guess it's fair to say that we've all pretty much switched off on it. We're in a political cycle. There is an election coming up, as we all know, at the end of next month. So, I don't think we're getting clear air on any part of this, probably from both sides of the political spectrum. But, certainly it seems that, the border is the big, big issue. From my own personal view of it all, I just think it's, it's so unnecessary the way it's being dealt with. It's not a black and white thing. We do have hotspots around Australia that we're learning how to, identify, manage and control. Really 95% or greater of Australia has no COVID.
Exactly.
And essentially Queensland has no COVID. And yet we don't seem to be putting any plans in place that would allow us to manage our lives with this COVID threat. It's basically just black and white. We shut the border, open the border. We shut the border, we open the border. Yeah. We're a civilized country. We have the best health care in the world. Mm. Surely we should be able to organize ourselves to be able to run our economy and manage this disease at the same time. Simply closing a border, it's ruining our industry. We are going to come unstuck on this if we don't learn to live with this disease, regardless of whether vaccines come or not. It is here to stay.
Yeah, and your industry, your tourism industry, has become fundamentally a sacrificial lamb on the altar of the political cycle in Queensland.
Well, yes. Anybody that's in tourism or anybody who's running large hotels, absolutely. It's quite frightening. There is no certainty in the future. Our industries need tourists. It's as simple as that. And we're not being given any sort of forward planning as to how we're going to get these tourists up to Cairns. I mean, we are a tourist town. Our businesses need these tourists, and we can't live on the government money tree forever. At some point, the reality is Cairns has to be open for business, and at the moment it's only open to business in Queensland. And I should say South Australia as well, but as I said, people generally are not doing activities. They're certainly traveling a bit. A lot of grey nomads exactly around, but we're not getting people engaging in the activities or staying in the large hotels.
Any casualties yet? Any of your tourism colleagues have gone to the wall yet or really struggling to hang in there?
I think we're all struggling. There's no doubt about that. If it wasn't for JobKeeper, there wouldn't have been an industry anyway. We would have all shut down 6 months ago. Yeah. And, you know, this is another thing, is that really the states are being kept alive by the federal government through the JobKeeper arrangement. Now, that changes next week.
Yeah.
We drop from 750 to 600. That's going to have, you know, that's going to have an effect across the board because staff are going to, you know, potentially be $150 worse off than they were, than they had been the last 6 months. And then, of course, those on JobSeeker are down another 150 as well. So you're going to start seeing the pressure start to build. And then, of course, come January 1st, it drops down another $150. So gradually, you know, the noose is starting to tighten. So we can only hope as an industry, and I think as a country, that we start to get coordination and cooperation like we got in March when everybody was on the same side.
Yes.
We seem to have gone into this really weird, you know, Queensland first, Australia second type of attitude, and it's not going to work.
Mm. All right, Al. It's always good to get an update from you. I appreciate this. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
As depressing as it is, it's very important we keep our finger on the pulse of these developments. It's our community and its future that's at stake here. He's the owner of Passions of Paradise, Alan Wallace.